always something that's happening, but the terms on which and how it's happening do change. I mean, one thing that was always important in peace and negotiation, well, probably the most important thing, and this might be true just in general, is communication. So that basically remains constant, but what does change is the means in which communication happened. So I would say broadly across the 12th and 13th centuries, you see a move towards slightly more technical recording of peace and negotiation. So there's always the sense that things are written down, but the specifics get more specific, the details get more detailed. Negotiation would often happen through messengers because, of course, kings themselves were itinerant, couldn't always be in the same place at once, and really relied on go-betweens carrying messages and taking letters. Their role became more formalized by the end of the period, and as you move later into the Middle Ages, messengers often had to carry letters of credence, so letters that would often follow a very official formula saying, you can believe this person, so let's make peace on that basis. But the fact that you have a letter of credence really goes back to the root of the word credence, which refers to credibility, or indeed whether this person carrying the message can be relied on. And at the beginning of our period, this is much more informal and less, not at all really scripted in terms of what this person has to carry or what they will say. So some of it was made up as people went along, depending on what they needed.
And essentially sort of choose a trustworthy member of your party, don't you?
To, absolutely.
You know, to go and do this thing. Yeah. I was talking earlier about, there's an interesting bit in Ordericus Vitalis, again, when you see this kind of, this contrast between the two media, the sort of written word and the messenger, and how important a trusted messenger is. Because essentially the son of the King of France comes to England to kind of, to stay at Henry I's court, and this letter comes purportedly from the King of France saying, oh, you know, imprison my son. It's actually from the stepmother. The letter there is an untrustworthy medium that Henry I thinks, well, that's a terrible thing to do. And the person who solves it in the end is a member of the son of the King of France's sort of entourage, who is a trustworthy knight who goes and negotiates and things like that. He's a trustworthy individual, has solved this kind of situation that a letter has created, which maybe goes against what we might think of the written word as a trustworthy medium and the spoken word as just Chinese whispers or something.